Peak virtue signaling, in-person doctor visits reduced in Glasgow to clear traffic for COP26 climate summit. By Kurt Zindulka on October 24, 2021. A National Health Service, NHS, board has been accused of virtue signaling at the cost of lives as health chiefs reduced in-person doctor appointments in order to cut traffic during the upcoming United Nations COP26 climate meeting in Glasgow. Next Sunday, leaders from around the world will fly on jets to Scotland to hold a summit on alleged man-made climate change. To help facilitate the meeting, local NHS bosses have told some patients they will need to sacrifice seeing their doctors in person to free up the roads for the incoming globalists. While the devolved government in Scotland has determined that the Chinese coronavirus is still so dangerous that vaccine passports are required, NHS Greater Glasgow and Clyde has sent letters to patients informing them that their appointments will need to be held virtually during the summit, the Herald Scotland reported. One such patient, suffering from long COVID symptoms, told the paper that a two-week postponement of crucial meetings with specialists will delay many vital diagnostic tests and could have calamitous consequences. The patient observed that while patients were being forced to hold their appointments over the phone or by video to reduce traffic, the global leaders really should have held their meetings virtually. In a statement, the NHS for Greater Glasgow and Clyde said, "The Glasgow City Transport Plan for 26 Colombian pesos requires the city to reduce road traffic substantially ahead of and during the event. As part of our contribution to that, we have moved face-to-face appointments to different times and increased virtual appointments. All urgent appointments and those for people with cancer will continue. Anyone attending any of our hospitals should plan ahead to avoid disruption." The local NHS branch said that all hospitals will remain open and operational during the climate summit. The move to cut in-person appointments was lambasted by Ben Harris-Quinney, chairman of the Bow Group, Britain's oldest conservative think tank, who wrote, "Never mind saving lives, there's some pointless and excruciatingly expensive virtue signaling to be done." Scottish Labour's health and COVID recovery spokeswoman, Jackie Bailey, said that the decision was a recipe for disaster. "The last thing Scotland's thinly stretched health service needs is more disruption," she said, adding, "This will come as a fresh blow to patients who have already been languishing on waiting lists for months." To make matters worse, the National Union of Rail, Maritime and Transport Workers, RMT, has voted to strike to demand more pay during the climate summit, which will likely bring train services in Scotland to a standstill. An expected 25,000 people, including delegates, activists, and members of the media, will descend on Glasgow next week. Some high-profile attendees will include President Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Queen Elizabeth II and other members of the British royal family. The summit has been branded as the last chance to stop the alleged climate crisis and will be a chance for Prime Minister Boris Johnson to debut his Build Back Better vision on a global scale. The actual effectiveness of the summit has been called into question. However, with Russian President Vladimir Putin declining to attend, opting instead for a possible virtual meeting, Xi Jinping, the dictator at the head of the world's top polluter, is also unlikely to appear. Despite concerns over the large-scale event possibly triggering a local outbreak of the Chinese coronavirus, those attending COP26 will be exempt from the vaccine passport system that has been imposed on the people of Scotland. Quarantine restrictions will also be eased for some officials arriving from red-list countries with a high percentage of cases of the Wuhan virus, with fully vaccinated delegates only being required to self-isolate for 5 days, compared to the normal 10-day period. Follow Kurt Zindulka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindulka.